Zillow kept up their spirits by tapping out the pace on his rudder drum and singing the song about Holt Somerdale.
All the long ago seasons we loved high up there, in those warm afternoons and the sweet evening air. Alas, though they're past, I remember it well, that dear little spot we call Holt Somerdale. When it rise in the morning, the air was like wine. Through the curtain came stealing the golden sunshine. With the tway blade, the club brush, the burr and the sedge, round the clear crystal waters that flow on the edge. You could ride on the slide there or sport in the pool, where trout roam the deep reeds so green and so cool. On some flat mossy rock you could lie there and bask, as the old ones would say, now what more could you ask? But the times are all fled like a mayfly short day, though sometimes within me a small voice will say, go follow your dream to the place you loved well, that dear little spot we call Holt Somerdale.
The otter babe, riding on Letho's shoulders, whispers in his ear,
"Us gonna go to Holt Somerdale. Sounds very nice."
The outlaw tickled the little one's foot paw.
"Aye, darling, I'm sure Mr. Zillow will take us there."
The old bard chuckled.
"Sure I'll take you there, right enough. Wait till you see it. Then you'll wonder how any beast doubted me."
The outlaw nodded.
"I don't doubt you, Zillow. Tell me, though, how did you manage to escape from the cave without Felix Harmon or capturing any beast?"
Al Zillow shrugged.
"'Twas all Diderot's doing. You recall how you left me and her in charge before you went off? I didn't have much say in the run of things at all. That big otter mum just took over. Aye, and 'tis just as well she did, mate. Let no beast ever tell me that Diderot Galedeep ain't got a head on her shoulders."
Colin tapped Zillow on the shoulder from behind.
"Go on, tell us how my missus did it."
The bard had to smile as he recalled the deeds of Diderot.
"Sure, 'twas worth writing a ballad about. First thing she did was to get your boat pulled up alongside the cave. Then she fed all the little uns and bedded them down in it so they were out of harm's way. Then she split us into two groups. I was in charge of the gang who went out collecting seaweed and waterlogged driftwood. We had to stack it all by the main cooking fire. Next thing she had us doing was pouring all of Burl Gully's punch into the seafood stew. That and a jar of vegetable oil and any other leftovers we could find. I tell you, Colin, that missus of yours should have been a warlord."